What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com and the host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. As always, you can send in your questions to us on our voicemail line at 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A. You can send us emails, BuffaloRumblings@SBNation.com. Instagram and Facebook messages to the official Buffalo Rumblings account will make their way to me as well. Thanks to our wonderful social media manager, Danielle. In addition to all of your Bills questions that you can send in for our regular episodes, we have an Ask Me Anything episode coming up in a couple weeks here. So you can send in your questions about any topic that you want, not just the Buffalo Bills. So if you want to know if a hot dog is a sandwich, or what my favorite chicken wing spot is, or any of those other questions that you might have that aren't necessarily related to the Bills, you can send those in. We do that annually during the down part of the off season, which is right now. So send those in to our regular channels, and we'll answer those on our Ask Me Anything episode coming up soon. All right. Well, we are, like I said, in the middle of the off season, but that didn't stop you from sending in your questions this week. So let's get right to them. First up is off season Rory on Twitter, who says, "Can we start the season now?" No, we can't start the season now. NFL and NFL Players Association contracts, but I totally get what you're saying, and especially with all of the, I don't know, the hullabaloo around the Bills this offseason. It'll be just nice to get back to football and, you know, playing football again. Right now, we're still in kind of a holding pattern as far as COVID opt-outs go. Players have until July 2nd to do that. Now, with Star Lotulelei back and EJ Gaines released, both players that took advantage of the opt-out last year are either back with the team or not on the roster at all anymore. So that's not a huge concern. The only thing we're waiting to see is if Cole Beasley is going to decide to opt out. It doesn't sound like he's going to do that based on what his comments were earlier this offseason about saying he would play for free. It sounds like he really wants to play. Whether or not he follows the COVID-19 protocols and gets fined for all that stuff, that's a different conversation for a different day. But, you know, that's coming up here July 2nd. And then we've got training camp starting at the end of July. So it's hopefully the dead season. This is hopefully the time in the offseason where we don't hear from any Buffalo Bills players unless they're getting married or having babies or something like that. You know, we don't want to see somebody getting arrested. We don't want to see somebody making headlines for saying something controversial or doing something controversial. So I'm definitely with you with the can we wait for the season to start? But we got plenty of content over at Buffalo Rumblings to help tide you over, you know, at least 5 articles a day, oftentimes way more than that. So check it out over at BuffaloRumblings.com. And thanks for your question over on Twitter at Rumblings Q&A. Staying over there, we've got Jack Nealon, longtime listener. Thanks, Jack. You may have answered this already, but if Stevenson wins the returner job, does he offer more in the wide receiver game than Roberts? Andre Roberts, who the Bills let walk this offseason. Is it just a McKenzie role for him or more of an outside receiver? Can he gain a role as a wide receiver and not be the returner? I don't know if Stevenson can gain a role on this roster that doesn't include him being the primary returner. The Bills are just so deep at wide receiver. I have a really hard time seeing him make the roster as a receiver. Let's run down that wide receiver depth chart here. Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, Cole Beasley, Gabriel Davis are locks, in my opinion. Then you get up into the Isaiahs, which, you know, Stevenson will be competing directly with Isaiah McKenzie and Isaiah Hodgins for roster spots. And you also have Jake Kumerow, who is on the roster at points last year. I'm not necessarily worried about something like target share or, you know, where what position he's going to play if we're talking about Stevenson playing his way onto the roster. Because if he does, it'll be as that sixth wide receiver, and he'll be inactive on game days. He won't be in the conversation for really, you know, the top three or four spots on the roster, really any playing time. Again, you're talking about him playing his way on the roster as just a wide receiver without the kick return prowess. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about Matt Perino over at Syracuse.com and NewYorkUp.com. Perino and the rest of the Bills media aren't able to talk about what happens at practice in a lot of ways. They can't talk about special teams. They can't talk about what routes players were running or even who's running with the first team. But Perino released a 53-man roster projection after minicamp. And he kept six wide receivers, with Marquez Stevenson being the last player he cut, or one of the last players he cut, as the Bills kept 10 defensive linemen, which is a lot of defensive linemen. We could talk about roster building later, and you've heard me talk about roster building. I don't think they're going to keep 10 defensive linemen. But what Perino is able to do is he's able to see what's going on during those special teams portions of the workouts. And while he can't report on it, he can, you know, give us some breadcrumbs. And so when he says, quote, McKenzie is likely going to win the team's kick return duties unless Powell, Brandon Powell, or the rookie Stevenson flash significant skills during the summer, that tells me that McKenzie is way out in front right now, and something would have to happen in order for that to shift. So there's a lot in your question here, but A, I don't think Stevenson's going to win the returner job based on what I've heard from Bills reporters that were at minicamp. Does he offer more in the wide receiver games than Andre Roberts? I don't know if he offers more, more or less. He's certainly less experienced at the NFL level. Is it just a McKenzie role, or is he more of an outside receiver? He's more of the quick twitch speed type of wide receiver like McKenzie. Could he gain a role as wide receiver and not be the returner? I highly, highly doubt that without some major injuries at the position. The Bills keeping six wide receivers would be a lot. They haven't really kept six wide receivers in the past, at least not on a regular, consistent basis. Now, they've brought in at least that many receivers every year during the season when somebody gets hurt or is traded or is ineffective. And so it wouldn't surprise me if a guy like Jake Kumerow isn't on the Bills roster now, but makes it halfway through the year, or Marquez Stevenson gets a call up halfway through the year, or even a guy like Duke Williams. Going back to, you know, some of the other guys that they've had through the doors the last couple of years, the Bills have brought in players midseason at that wide receiver position. So especially with me not really being too concerned about players being poached on waivers, you know, being able to find talent around the NFL, I think it's going to be fine if the Buffalo Bills decide not to keep Marquez Stevenson on their roster. I had him on my last 53-man roster projection, but that was right after the draft, and we hadn't seen kind of how it all shook out in minicamp and how he was going to adjust to the NFL, and we still haven't because the pads go on. And when the pads go on, receivers that, you know, look good in minicamp sometimes can shrink with the physical contact. So thanks for your question over on Twitter, Jack. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got a couple more questions, so don't go anywhere.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Beloved brands know customer relationships are everything. That's why over 130,000 trust Klaviyo to power smarter digital relationships across their websites, emails, SMS, and reviews. And now, there's Klaviyo AI, your guide to smarter insights, decisions, work, and results. Brands like Everyman Jack trust Klaviyo AI to personalize product recommendations that keep customers coming back. Discover Klaviyo AI at klaviyo.com/box. That's klaviyo.com/box.
Welcome back, folks. One thing I neglected to say in the previous segment was that Matt Perino was on with Bruce Nolan last week talking about that 53-man roster projection and minicamp. So if you want to hear all of his comments and all of his thoughts on the Bills roster battles, on training camp, on what he saw at minicamp, make sure you go check that out on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network. It was the Bruce exclusive episode from last week. Speaking of the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network, it would really help us if you could have your friends like and subscribe us, or just choose one podcast. Maybe it's your favorite podcast and have them listen to it. That's how we spread the word, especially during the off season. So reach out, have, like and subscribe it, of course, on your favorite podcast app, but also maybe let a friend know about it. We are just wrapped up our top 10 salary cap values from the 2020 season, and I wanted to give my take on it real quick here on the podcast. I used to write these articles for the website, but I handed it over to Sean Murphy over the last few years. He's one of our lead writers over at BuffaloRumblings.com, and I always would overvalue folks that made like nothing, folks that made like bottom of the barrel, bargain basement, nothing. Josh Allen, as a top 10 pick, doesn't make bottom basement money. But Josh Allen, as number two in the MVP voting, with just a couple million dollars on his salary cap hit in 2020, would have been my number one pick for the best salary cap values on the Buffalo Bills. His cap figure was $5.9 million in 2020, which is higher than I've typically done. But as an MVP candidate who can elevate the entire team, I think that he was probably not just the most valuable player on the Bills, but the best salary cap value on the Bills. Sean went with Darrell Williams, the right tackle, who signed for just a shade under $3 million in the 2020 season. It's certainly a solid pick for the list. I don't think I would have put him ahead of Josh Allen, just because what Josh Allen did is just leaps and bounds beyond what Darrell Williams was able to bring to the table. Levi Wallace is another guy I would have had high on my list and have had high on my list when I was running it. Taron Johnson's another one that was a great value for the Buffalo Bills. So make sure you go check that out over at BuffaloRumblings.com. Right now, we're in the process of running our 10 worst salary cap values for the Buffalo Bills, which usually gets a little bit juicier in the comments than the top 10 list. Over to our email inbox, where Greg asks us a controversial question. We talked about it at the head of the show. If Cole Beasley retires, what financial impact will there be, and how much of a ripple effect is there on the roster? Cole Beasley has been very outspoken about the fact that he hates the fact that there is a tiered system for players that are vaccinated against COVID-19 and players that aren't vaccinated against COVID-19. He has said that he'll retire if he has to. So that's why Greg is asking the question. Let's head over to SpotTrack and look up the Cole Beasley salary cap numbers. First things first, his $4.7 million base salary will come off the books. He still has $3 million in signing camp or signing bonus money left on the deal as well. So right off the top, 4.7 comes off. His cap hit would go from 7.3, you know, down to what? Something like 3.5. They could spread it out over the next two seasons if they wanted to, because it's after June 1st. So they could spread it out into the 2022 season and the 2021 season. But they would save about $5 million in total on their 2021-2022 cap if he's not on the roster in 2021. They could also go after that $3 million signing bonus because he's retiring not because of injury, not because of age, but because of, you know, something else. If they really wanted to push the envelope, they didn't do that with Eric Wood because he had a legitimate injury. They could have theoretically gone after some of that signing bonus money, but they chose not to do that, which, you know, was the right call for sure. But in the case of Cole Beasley, if they, you know, deem him as, I don't know, abandoning the team or something like that, they could choose to do that just so that other players don't follow suit. So that is on the table, but it would be at least $5 million. Now, as far as the roster goes, it would just kind of be next man up. You know, Isaiah McKenzie would get a larger role. Maybe that helps Isaiah Hodgins make the team. Maybe that helps Marquez Stevenson make the team as the backup at that position, that slot position. But I think that's all a little bit premature. I don't foresee Cole Beasley retiring. I don't see him opting out. I think he wants to play. I think he's willing to pay some fines in order to play the way he wants to, or to visit the family that he wants to while he's on the road. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge kind of when we get to it. And hopefully cooler heads will prevail one way or the other. Maybe he'll be able to violate the NFL's COVID-19 protocols as long as he's willing to pay a fine. And if he does come down with COVID-19, the NFL and NFL Players Association have both said that teams can fine you whole game checks. So if they want to fine him an entire game check because he misses a game because of COVID, maybe we'll see that happen. So lots of questions still about that, but we still got another 2 months before the regular season starts, and we'll see how the COVID-19 protocols change between now and then. Thanks for your question over on our email address, buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. It is way too hot here in Western New York. I don't have air conditioning in this room. I'm sweating, so I'm going to get off the mic and go try and cool off just a little bit. As always, you can leave your questions for next week's episode and our upcoming Ask Me Anything episode, where you don't need to be limited to Bill's topics, on our voicemail line at 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A with the word and spelled out in the middle. You can email us buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. Facebook and Instagram messages will get to me as well. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. We will also post an Ask Me Anything article over at buffalorumblings.com to catch any questions that you might have before we go over there. So send in those questions for our regular episodes and that Ask Me Anything episode right now. Go Bills!